This Flash CS3 and ActionScript 3 lesson will demonstrate how you can create an exposition speed menu. And if you put your mouse onto it, you can see that as your mouse goes over to the right, it slides where it needs to. Then as your mouse moves over to the left, it slides back. If you're hanging around the middle, you can see the speed action. It decreases. The more you go to one side, the faster the menu will move. And you can put 20 to 50, it doesn't matter. I don't think there'll be a limit on how many you can put in there. I only have 6 in there, but you can put a whole bunch more. And they can be sitting right next to each other or whatever you want. Just as long as you define the landing position and the starting position in the code. Okay, let's show you the FLA and the code. Now we're animating. Let's publish that again. We're animating this. We're not using ease, or we're not using tween either. And this is ActionScript 3, and we're just using math and looping to accomplish this movement. And so that's not tweeze. That's not tween, or it's not ease. Okay, it's just math. That's all it is. The free FLA file. If you want to just go get the FLA file, download it, and take a look at it, it's available at developphp.com. And if you need the button code, a whole bunch of my other tutorials have button code inside of them. So it's up to you to integrate the button code. And the less you're spoon-fed, the better off you'll be. So let's take a look at the code now. First, in the first frame, what we're doing is we stop the timeline. We initialize a few variables, or a couple of variables here, and then we add an event listener and a function that's listening for if the user's mouse goes over this menu, this BG, the background clip. If their mouse goes over that, then we start it up. And the way we start it up is send it to frame 2. So we say go to and play frame 2. And it's set to go to and play frame 2, so it'll hit frame 2, do the code there, or execute the code there, and then hop right along over to frame 3. And on frame 2, you'll see that we're removing the event listener that we created, that we added on the first frame. Very simple there. And then once that code executes and the event is removed, the event listener is removed, then it jumps along to frame 3. And frame 3 is, if you need any help with this code, just go into the forum at developphp and ask for it to be explained. If you understand math and you understand if and else conditionals, then you should have no problem understanding what I've done here. And the movie clip, where it resides and where it ends up when the user's mouse, when we move it to about ending right here, that would be this number here, -330. So you got to kind of play with it to see what I've done, but I'm not going to reveal too much to you. If you need it revealed to you, then come into the forum and ask for help. Other than that, I'm just going to pretty much understand that you understand what I'm doing here, because it's just simple math and it's simple if and else statements. And then right here we go to and play loop. After this code executes in a split second, it keeps looping on itself, and everything here happens about 15 times per second. All this code happens about 15 times every second, and it loops all the way back to, not all the way back, but it loops back to frame 2. Our frame label here is named loop, so that's what it does every second, about 15 times. So here we have the border graphics, here we have the menu movie clip itself, and here we have the background clip, which is this blue symbol. It's a movie clip, and it has an instance name of bgclip_mc. And so that's pretty much how it works. Let's publish it and take a look at it again. So yeah, depending on where your mouse is on the menu, that determines the exposition speed that the menu will move at. And you can change the numbers in my math and have it go at speeds where you need it. If you need it a little slower, you need it a little faster, you can just change the 10. Let's see, right here. You can change this 10 to be a different number and you'll see different speeds. Or you can change the frame rate. I've got mine set nice and healthy to 30, but you can change yours to be whatever you want. And like I said, this movie clip can have 25, 50 images in it, or buttons. It doesn't matter. And you can also put a mask on top of it here if you didn't want it to go all the way to the edge. And there's a whole bunch of fun things you can do with this. But this shows a good way without using a big jumbled mess of code for easing and tweening. You can just use math the old-fashioned way, the old-school way, to animate this thing. And so, we'll see you next lesson. Like I said, if you need any help with the code, just head on into the forums at developphp.com and we'll get you some assistance. Okay, bye-bye.